Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Shanice Press. Today's episode, we're going to be talking all about your vices. So, the caffeine, the sugar, the alcohol. Are these vices combining to create some nutrient deficiencies and causing your fatigue, insomnia, brain fog, or moodiness? So, let's jump in. First and foremost, I want to talk a little bit about caffeine, because I hear it all the time in my practice from patients. I drink coffee and I go, okay, how much coffee do you drink? And being in the land of darkness a lot of the time, people do drink a little more coffee here in the Pacific Northwest than I'm used to in my home state of Illinois. But what I found is that I'll ask people, you know, okay, you drink coffee. They'll tell me one cup, but they're not going to quantify how big that cup is. So we all know that Starbucks has different sizes, and venti being the largest one. That's a lot of caffeine in just one cup. Because when I think of one cup in my Midwestern ways, I think of the old school cup that you would get at like a coffee shop. And now that I think about that, I mean, those are huge too. But anyway, I'm thinking one cup, but unfortunately you have to quantify that. Now, I also learned early on in my practice that I had to ask, do you drink coffee in the afternoon as well? And so that can also add to issues that sometimes a lot of people don't connect, that could be causing some anxiety, could also be causing some fatigue. Because what caffeine does is it messes with your fight or flight response. And I know a lot of us know that it gets us going in the morning and, you know, it gives us energy when we need it. But I think a lot of people don't realize what it's really doing to our already stressed out bodies. Because what happens when you drink coffee or any item with caffeine, may it be an energy drink or it could even be green tea, your cortisol levels go up along with the caffeine, because caffeine kind of indicates to your body it needs to be in a stressed mode. And so it kind of turns on the fight or flight response. And if you're already stressed out, this could be a problem. If you're gone beyond being stressed out and you're in a state of adrenal fatigue or adrenal insufficiency, as I prefer to call it, it's going to keep you going. And for some people, we need that just to wake up and get going in the morning and keep our day going. And what it's doing is falsely keeping you going, but at the same time, it's depleting nutrients. The other big thing that I hear from patients a lot of times about when they drink their coffee is that they also take their supplements when they drink their coffee. That's not a good thing, because coffee is definitely going to inhibit your ability to absorb a lot of nutrients. It's also going to deplete you of nutrients. Coffee in particular is a diuretic, and it's also very acidic. And so it can cause some gastric issues. I mean, that's why it's America's best laxative. It pushes things along. And when pushing things along, it is going to cause some nutrient depletions. Now, I'm not trying to tell anyone out there not to drink coffee, because I will say that on the contrary to, you know, the caffeine and things of that nature, coffee does have some great antioxidants in it and some benefits. It's just how much you actually drink that is more the issue than the actual coffee. Because I know one day in the news it's coffee's good for you, the other day coffee's bad for you, but what they're not quantifying for you is how much. And what I've found in my research for this podcast is that anything over 300 milligrams of caffeine a day can be detrimental to a lot of folks. Now, in me saying that, there are some folks who have probably done their 23andMe testing and noticed that they are super metabolizers of caffeine and it doesn't bother them, or there's folks that are under metabolizers of caffeine and they're super sensitive to it. Those things are important to take into context, but What I'm really talking about here is more the fact of what happens with these particular vices of yours, whether it be coffee, whether it be alcohol, whether it be sugar, energy drinks, whatever it may be. What effect is this having on your body and nutrient deficiencies? So I can almost predict what habits or vices someone has by what nutrients are depleted when I look at a specific test called the Nutra Eval by Genova Diagnostics. I can also almost predict vices when I talk to folks about what their main complaints are. So for example, if you have fatigue and you're telling me you're waking up in the morning, you've got to have your coffee, or you just tell me you're waking up in the morning, you can't get the day going, and then you need something at like 2 or 4 o'clock because you're crashing at that time frame, I'm always going to be going, okay, they're already nutrient depleted in vitamin B6, B5, and B3, among probably the whole B complex category, because we need our B vitamins to help us to make energy. And B6 in particular is crucial for making serotonin and dopamine and helping keeping us nice and happy. So that's one thing that I've seen. Anxiety as well. A lot of people come into my office, they're super anxious. They're talking about how they've had panic attacks. And I ask them, okay, do you drink coffee? And they'll tell me, yes, not that much though. And then I say, yeah, but what size of a coffee? How many shots? And they're telling me they're taking, you know, getting coffee that's like 4 shot espressos. That's a lot of caffeine. I'm going to quantify that, like I said, here in a minute. Just want to kind of set it up in terms of where I'm going with this. So if you're struggling with anxiety and you're drinking coffee, you're still having panic attacks, you've taken the coffee out and you're still having panic attacks, and you're like, it's not the coffee. Okay, it might not be the coffee. It may be the size of your coffee, but also the nutrients that are getting depleted when you're drinking coffee. In particular, nutrient depletions that go along with anxiety are magnesium, once again, your B vitamins, B6 in particular, serotonin, so that you can have that calm, happy feeling. Another main complaint that comes into my office is insomnia and caffeine too late. For some people, drinking caffeine or coffee or any energy drink, anything of that nature, even green tea at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon can be a problem. If you're stressed out and you're also having insomnia, you could have a lot of ups and downs of cortisol during the day, and cortisol brings your blood sugar up and then drops it. You could be having trouble regulating cortisol release. And so what happens is it's kind of released whenever, and then your melatonin that helps you to sleep isn't going up at night, and instead cortisol is going up and down all night long. Because in the proper way for us to sleep, our body needs melatonin to be elevated overnight and cortisol to be lowered at night. Now, you might be thinking, well, I tried melatonin, it didn't work for me. Well, it doesn't work for everybody, and there's a couple reasons for that that I'm not going to go into in this podcast, but what I will say is that sometimes you have to look at your day in its entirety as to what's happening. If you are feeling stressed and it goes on and off during the day and you're having stress reactions up and down during the day, for example, I see a lot of firefighters. If you have a call and you go out on that call and that's got you stressed out, then you're coming back and then you're drinking coffee because you're tired because now you're coming off that call, then you're going back out on another call. You're creating ups and downs of cortisol that go with the caffeine consumption in addition to your ups and downs of cortisol that go with your calls on those fire emergencies. So for those of you that work in an office, it's super stressful and one minute it's okay and the next minute things are crazy, that can be the same thing and could be why you have insomnia. Most of the time when I look at insomnia, there's some sort of dysregulation of the cortisol hormone during the day. And it might be stress. It might be stress followed by consumption of caffeine. And then in the evening, alcohol. Now, I'm not saying you can never drink alcohol. I'm not saying never drink caffeine. What I'm saying is it creating some problems for you in terms of nutrient deficiencies? alcohol, just like coffee, will deplete your B vitamins. And so if you're combining coffee in the morning and your nightcap in the evening, you could very potentially have some serious B vitamin depletions that are contributing to whether you have fatigue, anxiety, insomnia, or even depression in this case. Because depression can also be one of the symptoms. Sometimes folks won't have anxiety with cortisol being up and down all day. They might have depression. They might be feeling more of the crashes. And when I say the crashes, that's when cortisol goes down sharply and it takes to your blood sugar with you. So these are crucial things to think about here. And a lot of people come in my office telling me, well, I'm taking my vitamins. And I'm like, okay, great. When are you taking them? Usually it's along with tea or with coffee. You don't want to do that. You want to keep your vitamins at least a half hour away from your caffeine, whether it's a cold pour over coffee, whether it's a regular hot coffee, whether it is tea, whether it's an energy drink. Any of those things could be causing issues, especially for those of you who work out. If you're taking a caffeine supplement that's in a pre-workout, maybe you don't even know. You should read the label. I've also found that a lot of my patients don't know 100% what's in their energy powders or their pre-workout powders. And so read your labels in the supplements that you do take, because if you are taking an energy powder of sorts, there's going to be some source of energy in there. Sometimes it's B vitamins, which is great. I've had some patients argue with me, can they take a 5-hour energy with their coffee? I think you're probably wasting it at that point. Save it for later. But that's why they put the B vitamins in your energy drinks. They're trying to help you with that boost. They're trying to keep those nutrients there. So let's talk a little bit about caffeine for a moment and the amounts that are in things. Now, I have linked all of these charts to my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com. So you can access them and take a look at them to find what you might be drinking or something close to what you're drinking and find out what the caffeine content is in that item. Now, I went first to the Center for Science and Public Interest, and they have a pretty good chart in terms of Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks coffees. And the first one I found was that the Starbucks coffee, the blonde roast in a venti, so that's your 20-ounce size, that's your big one, that's a 475 milligram caffeine hit there. And remember, I said it seems that if I compile all of the research, anything over 300 milligrams a day starts to cause some nutrient depletions, meaning B vitamins, in particular magnesium, some of your other minerals like selenium and zinc can also be depleted with excessive caffeine consumption. But in particular, it's the B vitamins. And your B vitamins are what are needed for making energy, for helping you to sleep. Because what the B vitamins do is they help one molecule turn into another molecule. It's a chemical reaction that happens within the body. And to create the proper neurochemicals in sufficient amounts to help keep us happy, such as in serotonin, we need B vitamins for us to convert to help with all of the neurochemicals that make us sleepy and calm, so GABA, things of that nature. We need our B vitamins, B12, B6. And so if you're hitting up the caffeine, hitting up the alcohol later in the day, this could be slowly depleting you and be part of the cause for why you can't sleep, for why you're feeling anxious or depressed. So I want you to kind of help think about this for yourself and connect the dots here, because I see it so often. And when we reduce the amount of caffeine during the day and help folks gain energy with taking their B vitamins away from the coffee and helping to balance blood sugar throughout the day, a lot of these symptoms go away. It takes time. I will tell you that. It's not going to be 1 week and boom, everything's better. It takes time. And you don't have to give up your coffee. It's just a matter of switching up the size and how many shots you've got going on there. So I was talking about the 20-ounce Starbucks at 475 milligrams of caffeine. The Dunkin' Donuts coffee with the turbo shot, a 20-ounce, is 398 milligrams of caffeine.
a Starbucks coffee, the Pike Place roast in the grande size, the 16 ounce, that's 310. So you're right over that upper limit right there. And unfortunately, I find that sometimes people will drink two ventis a day or two grandes a day. I mean, that's a lot of caffeine. The idea is just so that you get the sense in which, wow, okay, there's something going on there. Now, comparatively, if we take a Starbucks grande, which is the 16 ounce at 310 milligrams of caffeine, and we drop it to a Starbucks Pike Place roast and a tall at 12 ounces, now we're at 235 milligrams of caffeine. That's a little bit less. So what I have my patients do in my office is compile the amount of coffee they drink, and we add up the amount of caffeine they have during the day. And we tie it to when they're having it during the day. So what I recommend you consider doing if you are a caffeine addict, whether it is the coffee or if it is the green tea or black tea for that matter, take those and put them out in a chart in terms of what you've had in the morning, what you have in the afternoon, where your energy ups and downs are, and where you can intervene. So let's talk a little bit about tea for a moment. So I found a good resource online, at Choice Organics Teas, and they're quoting caffeine per 8 ounces. I don't think many of us really drink 8 ounces of anything. I'm pretty much sure everyone's over that unless you specifically order an 8 ounce tea. Not many places have that. A lot of times it's 12 ounces or more. So you have to do the math on this. But white teas have between 30 and 55 milligrams per 8 ounces. Green tea has 35 to 70. Oolong has 50 to 75. Black tea has 60 to 90. And the same resource is saying that coffee, just in general, in 8 ounces is about 100 milligrams. However, it's not taking into account that people add extra shots and different things to the coffee. So what I'm saying here is that you got to get to know what you're drinking and what's in it in particular. So doing the math will give you a lot of information. So one of the things also to think about is, say you drink your coffee in the morning and you've got your Starbucks Pike Place roast and you're doing your 12 ounce, and that's about 235 milligrams of caffeine. And then you're having your green tea in the afternoon and you're having a couple cups of that. Well, if 8 ounces is the low end, and that's between 35 and 70 milligrams, and you're having maybe two or three of those, because most of us aren't going to just drink 8 ounces. A lot of times it's like 16 ounces. You're looking at possibly 100, a little bit over 100 more milligrams of caffeine that you're adding to your total caffeine component during the day. So the idea here is compounding the caffeine, not the caffeine in the individual moment. So a lot of folks in my practice will also complain that they have to have their tea before 3 p.m., things of that nature. And I highly recommend that, because if you're starting to get into black tea, white tea, green tea, those guys too late in the evening, for sure, you can have some issues with sleep. And if you're taking your vitamins with it, you could have more issues with sleep because you're blocking your vitamin absorption. So prior to me talking about the tea components and the caffeine with the different teas, I was mentioning it's really important to look at your day and kind of put it out on a chart. Meaning, what time do you wake up? What do you have for breakfast? What do you have with your coffee or tea, depending on what you're having in the morning? How do you feel? When do you take your supplements? And then going to lunch and going, what did you eat for lunch? What did you have with your lunch? And then what are we looking at afternoon snack? Did you have alcohol after you got home from work or in the evening? What did you have for dinner? Or was the alcohol after dinner? By laying out your day in that manner, it can give you a sense of what's happening with intake and what's happening with patterns. I think a lot of us know what we do during the day, but we don't like lay it out so that we can see it in front of us to be like, oh, that's what happened. Now, in addition to laying those things out, I also want you to lay out what moods, and were you anxious, were you depressed, you know, were you stressed out, what was happening in that particular time frame. And yes, things will change different days, But I think it's really important to do a little bit of a journal if you want to figure out why you're anxious, why you're depressed, why you're fatigued, why you have insomnia. There's usually a pattern, and caffeine can sometimes be part of that pattern. Caffeine combined with alcohol can be part of that pattern because they can cause nutrient depletions. And like I've said probably three times already, if you're taking your vitamins with these caffeinated beverages, you're wasting your vitamins. Don't do that. Wait at least a half hour. So for example, a lot of times in my practice, what I'll see is folks will grab their coffee. They won't eat anything with the coffee. They'll take their vitamins. Then they'll wonder why their stomach hurts. Then they'll get to the office after finishing their coffee. They'll eat like a granola bar or a quick yogurt and granola and then get their day started. And they wonder why their stomach hurts and they feel anxious. Well, vitamins shouldn't be taken on an empty stomach, especially with something that's super acidic like coffee. That's setting you up for some stomach pain right there and some serious gastric issues. You need something in your stomach because your body will assimilate the B vitamins much better if you have something in the stomach. Same thing with minerals too. Minerals like magnesium, zinc, selenium can cause some serious stomach aches if you don't have anything in the stomach with it. I don't know how many patients are in my office going, oh, that's normal. I just know that they're going to cause my stomach to ache. It aches for a little bit and then I'm good. I'm like, okay. I wouldn't want to have my stomach ache every morning just to take my vitamins that now I'm going to waste because I took them with caffeine. So there's that. But looking into your patterns in terms of, okay, you have your coffee, you have your granola bar, you have your banana, whatever it may be, something that is a little bit higher on the carbohydrate side of things, because granola and yogurt, there's some protein in yogurt, but you're going to have more carbs in that meal. That's going to take your blood sugar up, and your blood sugar is already going up in the morning because that's what keeps us awake. And it also starts to go up if we're feeling stressed. So if you have an extremely stressful job, that blood sugar is going to go way up. And then, you know, on the way back down around 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, you're going to feel that crash. And a lot of people start hunting for their like second cup of coffee at that time. Or, and I say cup, which could be a 12 to 16 to 20 ounce, depending on who you are. You know what your sizes are. And so you could be already like into 600 milligrams of caffeine by noon. If you look at your chart and you're starting to feel anxious after lunch, well, or your afternoon meetings, it might not 100% be just those meetings. So what I'm saying here is track your information. So normally in a pattern of cortisol is supposed to rise between 6 and 8 a.m. And it's supposed to slowly start to come down throughout the day. Where it really takes a dip down is around 2 to 4 p.m. So that after lunch slump time. If you struggle with needing coffee then, or you struggle with wanting a sugar sweet treat, something of that nature, and you go get your, as my dad would say, your Danish and your coffee at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to be messing with your blood sugar. You're going to be giving yourself more caffeine. And at this point, those vitamins that you took earlier in the day with your first cup of coffee, they're definitely going to keep being depleted from the body. Your body's going to flush them out. Coffee is a natural diuretic. And so you also lose nutrients that way. You lose electrolytes, sodium, potassium as well. I have a lot of people that complain about caffeine withdrawal and getting the headaches. I also wonder if some of the caffeine withdrawal has to do with electrolyte depletion. So sometimes I'll have people considering drinking an electrolyte drink in the evening, which I'm not talking about the powders. I have a natural electrolyte drink that I like to have people make. And what it is a quarter of a lemon or half of a lime squeezed into 8 ounces of water with three little tiny grains of sea salt and a quarter teaspoon of honey. And so it is a sweeter drink, but it's something to help with balancing electrolytes overnight. And I usually have folks do it around 6 or so in the evening, kind of with dinner. And what it does is help with electrolyte balance. I have had people do it later and combine it with magnesium to help for sleep and things of that nature too. I will put the recipe that I just put out right there in my podcast notes at drjcrossnd.com. Now, with cortisol being up in the morning from 6 to 8 in the morning, kind of slowly dropping down, you end up with it being lowest as you're headed to bed, somewhere around that 8, 9, 10 o'clock time frame. And then overnight, it slowly starts to go up. But what keeps it down is melatonin. Melatonin should be rising in the evening. What do we need to make melatonin? We need serotonin, because serotonin is converted to melatonin. So your neurochemicals convert themselves into melatonin, in particular serotonin. And you need B vitamins. What depletes B vitamins? Caffeine. So we've got a problem here. If you're over consuming your caffeine, and like I said before, it's found to be around 300 plus milligrams of caffeine a day. If you're consuming in that amount, you're likely depleting your amounts of B vitamins, such as vitamin B6, to create sufficient amounts of serotonin, which then gets converted to melatonin. So if you're depressed and you don't have enough serotonin, how the heck are you going to have enough melatonin? Something to think about there. There's going to be some dysregulation. So the moral of today's story is, watch when you take your caffeine. You want to make sure that if you're going to be doing the coffees, and I'm not saying not to. I mean, coffee, I don't drink it myself because it doesn't agree with me well, but it smells wonderful. And I can totally see why one would want to drink it. There's great benefits in terms of the antioxidants and the prevention for Parkinson's and many other things that you can argue about coffee. It's just the compounded effect of the caffeine throughout the day. And if you're offsetting with tea, you want to make sure how much tea that you're drinking in conjunction with the coffee. And don't take your vitamins with your coffee or your tea. Wait a half hour, take them, like the way I kind of look at it is wait a half hour, take it with a small snack. I actually like people to take their B vitamins with a little bit more food. So you got to see how it goes with your stomach. If you're super sensitive, you're going to want to take it with your B vitamins with breakfast or lunch on the far end of things. But it could affect your sleep if you're getting too many B vitamins in at lunchtime. You do want to do it in the morning. I typically, in a perfect world, would have people take their B vitamins before 11 o'clock in the morning and doing it with a breakfast or a larger snack per se, just because I was going to say small snack at first, but I mean larger snack because those B vitamins need some food in the gut. Now, if B vitamins bother you, something to think about here, because I do have some people that'll get headaches from B vitamins or they just feel really nauseous and gross no matter what they do. It's because your microbiomes, your gut bugs are off. And I suggest perhaps taking some probiotics for a month or so before starting in on your B vitamins or even your multivitamin. Another way around it is to take a Whole Foods multivitamin. Mega Foods brand has a variety of Whole Foods types of vitamins, as does, it's called Raw, the Raw brand. I'll put those on my podcast notes. They're like Raw Vitamin Code, something like that, in terms of the label. And what it is that they're using fruits and vegetables in high concentrated amounts to create the vitamins. And so for folks that have trouble with the synthetic vitamins, sometimes those Whole Foods vitamins will do better for you. So something to think about if you're struggling with the B vitamins. But the idea is take your vitamins away from your caffeine. And if you're really dependent on caffeine, investigate what's going on. You know, make yourself a little journal, at least for a week, and investigate what's going on with your ups and downs of energy and try to see if you can find a pattern. If not, head over to a functional medicine doctor or a naturopathic doctor for some help. I also have a course. It is on my website at drjkrausnd.com. It is all about figuring out your adrenal glands and helping to reset them. And your adrenal glands are your fight or flight glands. They're also involved in your cortisol production. And if they are off, you can have anxiety, depression, fatigue, insomnia, all of the above, or bits and pieces there. So if you are wondering about what is going on with you, why do you have such a dependence for caffeine, it's worth it to investigate it. It's worth it to get it figured out, because if you let these things go for long periods of time and you're having insomnia, for years on end. It does not do you any favors in terms of longevity and aging. It depletes you pretty quick and it's going to age you very fast. So get it taken care of, because the folks who are balanced with their blood sugar and balanced with their B vitamins do a lot better with aging than folks who are not. And if you want more information on this, go over to my website, drjcrossnd.com. Check out my course that can help you big time to navigate this world of balancing your cortisol and getting enough energy so that you don't have to rely on caffeine. All right, folks, you have survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krauss. Have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Hey, everybody, Dr. Janine Krauss here. If you liked what you heard today, then head over to drjkraussnd.com to find my free resources and information to know when I post something new that's juicy that you might want to check out. Plus, head over to where you get your podcasts and like, subscribe, and write a review to help get the word out about me and help others at the same time to find me. It really does help, and I really appreciate all of your reviews.